AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The weather appears to be cooperating for the most part, says the National Weather Service, with no significant issues in the majority of the country as people have been making their way to their Thanksgiving destinations. Winter weather advisories are up for parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Idaho, and Washington State. Bill Begley, spokesman for the Houston Airport System, says they're expecting a high volume of passenger traffic through the holiday weekend.
We track from November 18th through November 29th. So that's a 10-11 day period. We're going to see about 1.2 million people come through Bush Airport, about 360,000-370,000 people come through Hobby.
Celebrating Thanksgiving in space will be International Space Station flight engineer Shane Kimbrough.
It is a work day for us, so we're not going to get the day off like most folks do in the United States, but we're going to work all day, and then we're going to have an evening big dinner full of most of the things that you're going to have at your table.
Will politics come up in the conversation at your Thanksgiving dinner table? The latest from President-elect Donald Trump is that he's tapped for high-level posts two Republican women who'd been highly critical of him during the campaign. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is in line for the job of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, even though she has little foreign policy experience. But U.N. spokesman Farhan Haq says many there know of Haley.
It's someone with whom officials here are acquainted in terms of being aware of her position on many issues, including laudable comments she made following the horrifying racist shootings in Charleston, South Carolina.
For his education secretary, Trump has chosen charter school advocate Betsy DeVos. A number of people have been hospitalized west of Cleveland after 70 employees were exposed to carbon monoxide fumes Wednesday evening at an automotive systems business in Elyria, Ohio. This is AP Radio News. Police in Nevada have arrested a 43-year-old man believed to have doused two self-serve food bars with chemicals that caused multiple cases of apparent food poisoning at a South Lake Tahoe shopping mall. Police believe Harry Daly was involved in a series of incidents in which someone contaminated food at a supermarket restaurant and a Baja Fresh Mexican grill, striking at least five times over 2 weeks. A 12-year-old who ate tainted salsa was hospitalized over the weekend. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Portland Trail Blazers 137-125, but Cavs forward Kevin Love grabs the headlines by scoring 34 of his 40 points in the first quarter, an NBA record.
I'm not trying to be nonchalant about it, but you know, sometimes when you're in it, you don't necessarily feel it. Those guys, it was nothing really out of the ordinary as far as our play calling and our flow of the game.
Teammate LeBron James had his second triple-double of the season. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.